invariably, whenever we have something to hide, it involves sin. Not always, but most times. If you have something that you want to hide from people, then the most important question to ask yourself is why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday, we chatted about the shady deals that people get involved in. They hate the light, said Jesus, because it'll expose their evil deeds. That's a wake-up call. What things might we be doing that, if brought out into the light, would shame us? John chapter 3, verse 21. But anyone who follows the true way comes to the light. Then the light will show that whatever they've done was done through God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the true way is the way that follows Jesus. A huge part of growing up in Christ is to step out of the darkness into the light. What does that mean? Well, might I ask you today, what things in your life are you doing that you'd prefer to keep in the shadows? Come on, what are they? Well, it's time to bring them out into the light. In our ministry, even though I'm the CEO, I'm held accountable by a strong and independent board. We have an explicit code of conduct. We have a whistleblower policy that requires anyone in the ministry to raise their concerns of anything untoward with the chairman of our board, and a policy which protects them if they do. Why? Because it's about keeping me accountable. It's about making sure that my actions, my behaviours are out there in the light, not tucked away to fester in the shadows. What do you need to bring out into the light? That's the question. And that's God's Word, fresh for you today. This is all about living in the victory that Christ purchased for us through that cross and the empty tomb, victory over our sin. That's why I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.